You know, I don't think I've told you guys this, but I've been getting a few messages and emails lately saying that I only put bad news in the world in 60 seconds.
You do?
I'll get messages and emails, bud.
You're
what's up,
kidding. Babe? You get up, you get...
Yeah, like say something, put something good in it. Name it.
Well, you can't because the good in every newscast is at the very end and it's some real localized story. It would be like that woman with the drowning.
Woman saves baby.
Exactly. But you can't. It takes 2 minutes to tell that story. You got 15 seconds at the end of it. I think you do a good enough job with that. That's not just AI saying that. That's real.
No, that was him.
Yeah.
I think you do all right with that.
I try to hit the big ones.
Yeah, you hit the big ones. That's fine. I mean, look, this is what it is. All right.
This is where we are.
Ukraine, measles, plane crash. All right. Boom.
Yeah.
It's National Love Your Dog Day.
It is National Love Your Pet Day. That's right.
Oh, and
maybe,
I yelled at
my dog.
Maybe
what?
Snug your fish.
Okay.
Oh, man, I yelled at my dog this morning.
Oh, Biggie, no.
She's taking too long in the yard.
She says the same about you.
We're getting heat about that.
I'm getting some messages
from upstairs.
I didn't want to say. You know? Yeah.
She decided to go on a little adventure, and I didn't have time for that.
I think you should end the world in 60 seconds with your own voice saying, and great news, today is National Hug Your Pet Day. You know, then
peanut butter sandwich day.
Hey, that's right. It's National Cookie Day.
You could do so, whatever it is that you think is good or fun. At the end of it, you just say, and a woman in San Diego saved a baby 64 years ago. You know, then you've got something good at the end of it.
Okay.
We'll say it's work in progress.
Well, the best ending is always if there's something going on in sports.
Tomorrow you can have that hockey game.
I guarantee you there will be a hockey goal of some kind tomorrow at the end. It's the best way to end, to me, the world in 60 seconds, but we're also kind of in that dead time.
And then when you end it tomorrow with the hockey goal, I can do what I love most. And I can say, U.S. beats Canada 3-2, or Canada beats U.S. 2-1.
And bitch and moan about the announcers.
Exactly.
God, it's wonderful. It's great. Okay, that's good. You do an adequate job here.
Thank you.
All right.
It's the best I can do.
Let's get into...
The best that you can do.
Yeah, some strive for greatness. I quit that years ago.
We know.
Oh, yeah. It's in your file.
I believe me. Yeah. I wrote that down very early on. He's striving only for mediocrity.
Yeah.
We know it. I've got it
but
saved.
No one will put up with us.
I've got it saved. That starts the Tim Report.
So. Unusual shootings across the country. First, a state trooper in New York could find himself behind bars for a couple of years after a bizarre shooting incident last year. 27-year-old Thomas Mesha made headlines in October when he claimed he was shot in the leg on duty by a dark-skinned man in a Dodge Charger. Well, authorities began combing Long Island for the guy, but they never found him. You know why? He doesn't exist. The trooper had made it up. This is all according to the DA, but no one disputes on the night of October 30. Trooper Thomas got on his radio and said, shots fired, officer down.
Mm-hmm.
You got a panic on your hands. Mm-hmm. He was on duty in Hempstead, Long Island. Shout out Hofstra, where my dad went.
All right.
Authorities claim now that Thomas shot himself in the leg with a personal firearm.
By accident?
No. In fact, earlier in the day, he had gone to the site where he was going to shoot himself and put empty shell casings there to make it look like it was a shootout.
Oh, my goodness.
And no one knows why. The motives appear to be either gaining attention or gaining sympathy, and kind of echoing one of the previous storylines from this morning's program. His mother and father covered up,
hid him,
what he had done.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they also had reportedly $800,000 cash at their house. Maybe legal. Extra bonus fun fact, Thomas's dad is a convicted felon, which means it's illegal for him to own a gun. He lost his job as a New York City cop in 1993 for selling cocaine.
Well, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Jeez.
Does it? My goodness.
You know. It's National Hug Your Pet Day.
Biggie, was that so hard? And it's National Hug Your Pet Day at the end of this awful story.
Awful story.
You know, the one thing I wish that
corrupt
guy,
fan.
I'll tell you what I wish that guy had done. Here he says, a dark-skinned man shot me. What he should have said is, somebody shot me. I have no idea what they look like. You know, then we're not searching for somebody. You don't even pin it on a whitey. You just say,
I don't know. I didn't get a good look at him at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, but you know? I mean, as a state trooper, I mean, any law enforcement officer would have better eyes, you would hope, than we would.
Then exactly. I would say he was covered head to toe. He was. He had a mask.
In a ghillie suit?
I said he had his...
Yes. I thought it was a bush. A tree shot me.
So you're telling me that a guy in a ghillie suit shot you?
Yes, that's my
yes,
statement.
I couldn't see a thing.
Yes. That's my statement.
And what did he drive off in? He didn't. The wind blew him down the road.
I don't know. Did he get a license plate? No. Nothing.
No, he made like a tree and leafed.
You know, it's leave, right? Yeah. It's a man in a ghillie suit. I don't know. I don't even know if it's a man. It's I don't know what it is. I don't know.
It could be humanoid.
It's a humanoid. I have no idea what it is that shot me, but it wasn't me.
It could be two kids, one under the other shoulders.
We have no clue what it is. Yes. If you're going to tell a lie like that, don't put it on
don't pick a race.
A race of any kind. A white person or a dark-skinned person. Nothing. You just say, I don't know. I have no idea. At least then we're not out searching for a certain type of person, right? Okay.
Rousting black people in charge.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. I don't want that to be done. Or white people. Okay.
Right.
That's it.